another froggy, man.
Keep your bizarre antique vehicle away from me.
Hey, watch where you're walking, man.
Excuse me, what planet is this?
Ha ha, very funny, mister. Welcome to Earth. Want me to take you to my leader?
I need to get back to my ship. Can you direct me to the nearest spaceport?
Hey, Jody, get a load of this guy. Must be some real good drugs he's on.
Don't make fun of him. He needs help.
Psychiatric help.
Exactly. Here, mister, take this card.
What's it for?
Call that number for the Sacramento County Department of Human Assistance. They'll get you an appointment with a social worker.
The... what? A what?
Wake up, Clay.
What?
I said wake up.
Am I...
Good morning, dear.
What? What time is it?
05:30.
What happened last night?
You were bravely standing guard to protect me from the monster.
I remember. And then I fell asleep.
Don't beat yourself up over it.
There's no goddamn way in hell I could have fallen asleep. I was anxious as heck, keyed up, scared for our lives. But I fell asleep.
It happens.
It shouldn't. It's just like when we were battling the Klerg. This isn't right.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening. Starring John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuill, and Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Trisha Blackburn. Episode 5, False Hopes.
I didn't save her. I ran away. I ran away like some sniveling coward. I never back down. I never give up.
Don't be so hard on yourself, sir. You rely on me for protection. I'm the one who lets you both down. It's this human body I'm stuck in. So weak and limiting.
They say C'Thunians are never afraid.
Because we're strong. But now that I'm not strong, not even C'Thunian.
You're afraid.
Yes.
So am I. Too bad there's nobody here to help us.
Computer, if what you've told us is true, shouldn't we have regained our memories by now?
The memory recovery process can take up to a week.
Shouldn't we remember something?
Computer, why didn't you warn us about the monster?
I cannot detect creatures which are invisible, Commander Hardcase.
Oh. Well, can you detect the Earharts, the Doctor, and Minnie?
Affirmative.
Where are they?
They were camped several miles from here overnight, but are now moving this way.
They're all right?
It appears so.
Can you contact them? Put us through to them?
Negative. Ionic interference from solar storms seems to be impeding transmission.
That seems unlikely.
It's an alien planet. How would we know what's likely?
I mean, the science of it. Line-of-sight transmission over a few miles shouldn't be affected by a solar storm.
With all due respect, Mission Specialist Will, your grasp of science is presently distorted by your memory loss and your hallucinatory experience during your transmission here.
How am I supposed to judge anything or keep us alive if I can't trust anything I know?
Your breakfast is ready. Please enjoy.
Doctor, Minnie, you've made it.
Were we in doubt?
There's a monster out there.
Clay Earhart, Minnie Earhart, your breakfasts are ready.
We had something in the distance last night.
Evening.
We barely got back alive. And Ensign Blackburn didn't.
Oh no! What What happened to her?
She was eaten. We tried, but...
Clay, that was your body.
No.
What?
These aren't bodies. Not real ones, anyway.
Sorry, sirs. He must be in shock.
I'm fine. Or as fine as I can be, knowing I'm living in an illusion.
Aren't you going to eat your food, dear?
Do you think we're still aboard the Chimera?
Or captives of the Clerk?
You two are so simple. So bogged down in the superficial appearances. None of this matters.
You don't think it even matters that Trisha was eaten?
Someone's just trying to teach us something.
What are they teaching us?
Someone's teaching us that we're helpless. That we're at their mercy, or at the mercy of circumstances. That we can't save ourselves or each other.
You're jumping to baseless conclusions.
You think the monster's trying to teach us, Doc? I think it's just hungry.
Snap out of it, man. The monster isn't real.
Are you absolutely sure of that?
This planet isn't real.
Can you prove that?
When did you two fall asleep last night?
Almost as soon as we got back. We were exhausted.
When was that?
1900 hours.
And when did you wake up this morning?
0530. Your point, Dr. Earhart?
Exactly the same thing as was happening to us on the Chimera. I was trying to keep guard against the monster, but I fell asleep at the same time, just as if I were lying in bed with nothing happening. We always fall asleep at 1900 and wake up at 0530. Except...
Except what?
Oh, nothing.
What could be causing our regular sleep specifically? Do you have a theory, Dr. Earhart?
There's not much data to draw conclusions from. But I'm putting forth a hypothesis that it may mean we have real bodies somewhere. Bodies we're not aware of. That are following their own sleep cycles that aren't affected by the events we experience. Or it could be those real bodies are being regulated by a machine.
In a Clerg interrogation center, those devils are using a mind probe to try to uncover our secrets.
I can't completely rule that out, but I don't believe it for a second.
Why don't you?
I don't believe the Clerg are real.
That's a pleasant fantasy land you're living in there, Doc.
Not really. There are a lot of worse possibilities.
Worse than a Clerg interrogation center? Ha!
Sir, this planet hasn't presented us with any scenarios that could encourage us to reveal classified information, or any other information of any use to the Clerg.
Not yet.
Minnie, dear, I just realized we left our boots outside. Would you mind getting them and taking them to the laundering center?
You mean right now, Clay?
Yes, please.
You're really transparent, you know.
I know, but one has to go through the motions.
Fine, I'll go.
What was that about?
Minnie is the exception. The outlier among us. She didn't fall asleep during the Clerg invasion, and she was up before me today. And I swear to you, she admitted the Chimera wasn't real and encouraged me to end it, only to deny it later. At first, I thought maybe someone or something briefly seized control of her to speak to me through her without her knowledge, but now...
You think your wife is part of what's happening to us?
I'm starting to think she's the key.
Supposing you're right, what do you have in mind doing about it?
Computer?
Yes, Dr. Earhart?
Do you have a self-destruct mechanism to blow up the base?
No, Dr. Earhart.
Thank God for that.
God? Could Minnie be a sort of representative of God? A prophet sent to guide us on our journey?
That's not something I'd considered. I prefer to think in scientific terms.
If we're under the thumb of some sort of being who manipulates our reality with apparent omnipotence and knows all the things we don't, isn't that a god?
Misty, you saw what happened to Trisha. You can see how it's driving us insane, making us doubt everything. Wouldn't devil be a more accurate term?
The god we Cathinians believe in is a trickster. You might call it the devil.
Or demon.
What's the difference?
Descartes, he couldn't be sure of anything he thought he knew because every sensation could have been an evil demon tricking him.
Do you think your wife could be this evil demon?
That'd be interesting grounds for a divorce, wouldn't it?
Are you going to confront her?
Not yet. And if she is the creator or manipulator behind everything, it's not as if sending her away is likely to have kept her from knowing everything we've said here.
These turnips aren't as big as they should be.
Let me have a look. Well, who am I kidding? I'm no farmer.
I'll give them a bit more water.
The computer must know what to do. Why do you suppose it asked us to handle this?
Maybe it just wants to give us something to do to make us feel useful. Seems like a good idea to me, sir.
I hate being manipulated.
Let's check the next row.
Misty, I just can't get them out of my head.
Who, sir?
The other 407 people on the Chimera. My brother Jim, Magai, Hernandez, Sato, Kobayashi. People like them. Don't you think about them?
Nowhere near as often as you do, sir.
Why do you suppose that is?
It was your ship. You felt responsible for their lives, even if they weren't alive.
They're out there somewhere. I can feel it.
And for me, sir, I've lost my whole species and planet and identity. So that's more important to me than the Chimera. At least your Earth seems to exist and be the birthplace of humanity in both realities.
It's an interesting point. Earth is about the only thing we can be certain of now, even though we haven't seen it.
Dr. Earhart?
Yes, computer?
Doctor, do you still prefer this young female body over your original body?
Not so much now. The novelty has worn off. Realized today that menstrual cramps are a lot harder for me to put up with than I'd imagined. And my wife doesn't like this body. If that is my wife. That's an odd question for a computer to ask, isn't it?
I solved the problem. I've reassembled the transmission data and can create a new copy of your proper body and copy your mind into it.
Copying my mind into that body? Doesn't that essentially mean you kill me while awakening a copy of me in the freshly grown body?
If so, you are less than 2 days old anyway.
There's a point. Not a comfortable one, but a good point. Still.
I can assure you this is approved medical practice. Medical ethicists on Earth came to the conclusion that the copy is the same person, and the deconstruction of the previous copy is simply deduplication.
They must be a bunch of behaviorists. Well, this isn't real, anyway. I don't believe I was born yesterday, but this world was.
Your point of view does not seem very rational, Doctor.
We'll have to agree to disagree about that.
Very well, Doctor, but I do require a clear answer on whether you'd like to go back to your old body.
Well, okay, sure. Let's do it. Should be interesting.
I will have your body grown for you in 1 hour. Proceed to the room you woke up in at that time, and we'll look at the transfer.
Congratulations, Dr. Earhart.
I'm excited for you, dear.
I thought you'd be more concerned, Minnie. Maybe try to talk me out of getting copied and then obliterated.
No, dear, you're the copy. I'm excited to get my real husband back.
I don't know how to take that.
Doc, you're insane, but good luck.
Or that. Well, I don't want to be late.
Computer, can you grow me my proper body too?
I'm very sorry, Mission Specialist Lequel, but you are already in your own body.
Could you design a body to the specifications I provide?
That function is not within my programming.
How much longer?
I'll have finished copying your mind over in another minute.
And then?
You'll stay put. I'll inject you with a drug that'll knock you out while your new body awakens.
Right. That needle over there.
Affirmative.
Great.
Copying is complete. Please hold still. Dr. Earhart, please return your superfluous body for destruction immediately.
Dr. Earhart, I've always been your biggest fan. So good to finally meet you face to face.
Likewise, Dr. Earhart. I've always wanted to meet someone who could be my true intellectual equal.
Dr. Earhart, please tell Dr. Earhart to return Trisha's body for disposal.
I know everything he was thinking at the moment I was copied over, and I know he's not going to do that. And frankly, I don't blame him.
I knew we'd see eye to eye.
I don't think Captain Hardcase will like this much, though.
You buffoon!
Oh, you're just intimidated that I outnumber you now.
I was about to say that.
This duplication, it raises some problems.
Not for me. One is my husband.
Aye.
And one is an outdated backup running in the wrong body.
If only we could have the same confidence about who you are, my dear.
What do you mean by that?
Alert! Alert! Power core temperature is rising.
What's the power core? And is that bad?
This base uses a nuclear power core which requires active cooling.
That seems like a poor design choice.
Also a bit antiquated, considering it's supposed to be the year... what was it? 2750?
Computer, what's the worst-case scenario if it overheats? Is the base going to explode?
Negative, Commander Hardcase.
Well, that's good.
All power generation will be lost, including refrigeration, food processing, and the environmental controls of the farm area, and you'll have to forage for your own food.
Not so good.
I don't like our chances in this desert.
Okay, computer. So what do you suggest we do about this core temperature?
Likely fault origins of blockage, or hole in the holding tubes. I require a skilled human assistant to navigate the auxiliary access tubes to the problem point and effect repair.
I'm afraid I don't have the technical skills for the mission. That leaves you four, or three, depending on how you figure the doctors.
I'm not going off on a dangerous mission at the request of a computer that wants me disposed of.
I'll go. I can use a little time away from myself, frankly.
Aha! Even you find you insufferable.
Well, Minnie, I can use some company and help. Want to come along?
Sure, dear.
Is this the spot?
Affirmative, Dr. Earhart.
How do you recommend I proceed?
I halted water flow to the adjacent section. Use your arc to cut through.
You okay back there, Minnie?
I'm fine. Is there anything I can do for you?
You could tell me the truth.
What?
I said you could tell me the truth.
About...
reality.
Are you sure you'd really want to know the truth?
Nothing is more important than truth.
Why?
What?
Why is the truth so important?
It's a fundamental value.
No. You think you want the truth because most of the time the truth works to your advantage. Maybe it hurts in the short term, but in the long run it helps you outcompete the people who don't know what you do.
Are you speaking in terms of evolution?
Partly. Human beings evolved to think they wanted the truth, but to seek the comfortable illusion of the truth instead of the real thing. Consider confirmation bias and other standard cognitive distortions. People will secretly prefer to be convinced of an illusion. They think it'll work out better for them that way.
Maybe most people, with their superstitions and religions.
And politics. Everyone living in their own comfortable information silos.
But not me. I always strive for truth, no matter how uncomfortable.
Because deep down, you think if you suffer it a while, it'll give you an advantage later. But what if a particular truth will never help you? What if the people who never learn it will always be happier for it and live longer, healthier lives? Would you still want to know that truth?
I would.
I think you're being irrational, dear.
Rationality doesn't have any say in fundamental values. Value happiness above knowledge or knowledge above happiness. Either way is just as arbitrary. I choose knowledge.
Well, possibly. But I don't think you're ready for the truth. Not all of it.
Do you admit you're not one of us? That this world is another illusion and you're from the true reality?
I'll give you that much. That's right.
Why did you marry me, Minnie?
I didn't. That's just backstory.
So has our marriage been a lie too?
This is just a character I'm playing. I don't love you.
Fine. What's one more lie at this point?
You see, you can hardly even handle these tiny little droplets of truth. The whole thing would drown you.
The monster! It's got into the auxiliary access tube somehow.
Apparently. I suppose probably damaged the cooling tube in the first place.
It's hunting us, and there's only one way out of here.
You know none of this is real. Why does the monster bother you?
I'd imagine being eaten still hurts, and I'm not sure what happened to Trisha after that, if she's been deleted or sent somewhere else.
Now's your big chance to find out. Yeah, kitty, kitty.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're getting tiresome, and I don't like to keep Destiny waiting. And here it is.
Beyond Awakening, Episode 5, False Hopes, was written and produced by Paul Nerum. It starred Gwyneth Knight as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty the Quill, Mel Crushmore as Minnie Earhart, Nala Campbell as the Computer, John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Jose Montalvo as the Pedestrian, Lindsay Townsend as Jody, Kirsten Greenfield as the driver, Nick Ben Wong as the monster, and Paul Nerum as the announcer. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero on public domain sources. Hi, Paul here. Beyond Awakening needs your support. Please rate or review us on all the podcasting services you use. In particular, Spotify and Apple, so that the algorithms will recommend the show to others. We also need financial support. You could help one time for no reward, or on a monthly basis through our Patreon, where you'll be rewarded with early access to episodes and special mini-episodes. Go to quietplease.org/awakening/support. Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear any feedback.